B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like
Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brodsenson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, good morning. It's 542. It's not just any Tuesday. It's Prime.
Oh, day. Yeah, right.
I forgot about that coming in.
Yeah, Brian
I saw
always
Brian.
Knows.
Brian.
Yeah.
Already bought what? Buy a TV yet?
Oh, yeah. TVs, all sorts of things.
gotta love Prime right Day. Now. Man, my wife doesn't know. Not tell her.
Does she like Prime? I mean, does she do a lot of Amazon shopping?
Yeah, she loves Prime.
But I don't know. I'm trying to get away from Amazon.
But then she could do a lot of Christmas shopping early.
I know. It's really hard.
Yeah. I don't know if I should tell her or not.
Tell her, because it'll help you. It'll save money in the end.
And then if I don't tell her, then she'll say you should have told
me.
Yeah,
and then now I'm paying this for this, and that's
right.
Her fault.
But if I tell her, then she's going to think she has to do a lot of Christmas shopping.
Well, she's going to do any Christmas shopping anyway, so she might as well get it done.
There's no way out.
Nope.
Maybe I'll tell her later.
Although, you know, also
Support
small businesses.
Amazon?
No.
Oh, okay.
In addition to Amazon.
Oh, yeah, good. Oh, I see.
You know what? I just bought something on Amazon the other day, and I got a note in the package that said, thank you for supporting our small business.
Oh, okay. So they're like the in-between person.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, hey, well.
It's the shipping. It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's like Santa comes to your house every day.
Well, just click.
Except he has a brown outfit on.
Yeah.
Deals from small businesses on Amazon Prime Day. Look at that.
Brian Bell.
I'm on it right now, of course.
He's not helping. I know. Yeah, I knew you were. Okay. Anyway, so while you're priming today.
Ooh, that's
a high of a little bit of rain. Today at a high of 60. Hey, this
good
is
shopping day.
This is serious here.
What is
1 to 2 inches of rain expected?
Yeah, I don't think that's
a lot.
Heavy.
That's a great Prime shopping day.
That is. There's, you know what? It's cup of tea, computer, rain.
Sorry.
Go.
Working from home.
Yeah. Quote unquote. Cloudy tonight. Rain. 52 is your low temperature. High today. Only 60. It gets better as the week goes on. 68 tomorrow. 72 for Thursday. Friday, 71.
That's great.
Yahoo. It's great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Good weekend for all that. Whatever you're going to do with your new tools from Prime.
Right. I don't know what I'm going to. I really got to look. Yeah. Maybe some costumes, Halloween costumes.
Oh, those. Okay, fine.
No, not the.
Oh, I just. Wow.
Well, French maid.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Okay. All right. Back to. All right. Reeling it back. Prince, everybody. Prince is your 80s artist of the day. 8 o'clock, your first shot, $500.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Big Y. Yes, join Big Y in the fight against breast cancer by participating in their Partners of Hope program. This October, visit BigY.com to donate to this great cause. It's more than food. It's my Big Y. LBF, what's cool?
As much as it pains people to do so, you should pick up your phone, especially this guy.
Okay. Answer the phone.
Answer.
Okay. Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right. We watched the new Adam Sandler movie. Is there a possibility of the existence of an Adam Sandler-verse?
Adam Sandler-verse.
I'll
like
tell
that.
You what that means.
Yeah, well, of course you do.
Right. Like the universe.
Yes,
Sandler-verse.
Okie dokie. And you ever heard the old, it's more of a phrase, whatever, but that couples that live together for a long time begin to look alike.
Really?
You've heard that before.
Yep.
Is it true? Survey says.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Coming up. I'll scare you. Come on now.
Okay. All right. So this Stanford professor, Paul Milgram, was sleeping the other night, but his colleague needed to get in touch. But he wouldn't answer his phone because it was the middle of the night, although I would answer my phone in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. So the coworker and the coworker's wife, and they're probably in their 70s, got up, got dressed, and drove to his house to give the message, and it was all caught on the Nest camera, and this is what they had to say.
Oh, okay.
Paul? It's Bob Wilson.
Yeah.
You've won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
Yeah, I have. Wow.
Wow. How'd Bob Wilson know?
Bob Wilson was his coworker, and he also won the Nobel Prize.
Oh.
So he was
he answers his phone.
Yes, he answers his phone.
Hell, Bob.
But the whole thing is caught. We'll put it up on WROR because it's like... It's really funny to see them like knocking on the door.
Do you know what they
want?
And
the wife actually said, "You should really answer your phone."
Yeah,
I'll tell you what they want for.
Yeah,
something I completely don't understand.
Yeah,
It's about auction formats and auction theories. It's about bidding and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah,
smart guys.
Yep, not smart enough to answer his phone.
Well, whatever good comes from a 3 o'clock phone call.
Right.
Not much.
This is one of the times.
Okay, Brian Bell.
All right, last week, and we watched it. My family watched the new Adam Sandler Hubie Halloween, and there were some fun Easter eggs in the movie because his love interest in the movie was Julie Bowen.
Yes.
Just like in Happy Gilmore. She also had a double V name, which was Violet Valentine.
Oh.
He's a big fan of doing that.
Really?
There was an O'Doyle Rules in there. And
Julia Guglia?
No.
Remember her?
Yeah.
But Ben Stiller was in it as the orderly from Happy Gilmore, Hal L. So this got people on Twitter saying, wow, is there a Sandler-verse? So Adam Sandler was asked, hey, is there a, you know, Sandler-verse where all of these characters, like Marvel, they all exist in this world.
Just the movie
together,
characters,
those
though.
Movie characters.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler said, it just happens that we run out of stuff to talk about, so we bring back the old stuff. But
they should do it.
But you know what?
But
they do have those things. Stephen King has a Stephen King universe where his characters meet.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So he did say if there was any chance of a, you know, Avengers-style Sandler-verse movie, he said, I got to get mentally prepared for that. That'll happen another 35 years.
No, too bad.
Who knows? He might be working on it.
My favorite is not a movie character, but Opera Man. I mean,
Opera Man.
There should just be a Saturday Night Live, an SNL verse with all those characters.
So funny. Okay, you know what? The characters are gone at Saturday Night Live, just to make an observation, but they don't have any memorable characters now.
No, they don't.
No, they need Adam Sandler back. Okay, do couples start to look like each other the longer they're together? That's a theory that a study found from 1987. Couples started to look similar because they mostly ate the same diet, kept the same lifestyle, spent the same time outdoors, and laughed the same amount, right?
Yeah.
Well, a new Stanford University found out that's not true.
It's not true?
Not true. Researchers ran a larger study, couldn't find any evidence that couples start to look alike over time. But they do find couples do look alike from the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning?
Oh. Yeah. You start, you know, just whatever, aging your own way.
Oh.
But people like to find someone who looks like them.
Dave and I are aging the same way.
Well, you have more hair.
Yeah.
Should we leave it at that?
Yes, let's.
Okay. You ever been chased by a cougar, Brian?
Possibly.
I'll tell you why next. All right, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 6:32, Tuesday, Prime Day. So just give you a heads up. Heads up on that.
Okay.
If you're into Amazon. All right. Did you hear the story that everyone is talking about today? If we're talking about what's trending, is this 26-year-old guy, Kyle Burgess from Utah, on his little 2-mile run up Slate Canyon on a Saturday evening. Oh, boy. That's not smart. First problem.
Right.
You know, go midday. Oh, nice. It's kind of scary out there. He heard four small animals, or he saw four small animals scampering around on the trail. He didn't realize what they were at first. He thought they were bobcats. He said he's seen a lot of those. He took out his phone to start recording. Seconds later, when their mother came into view, it dawned on him he was in big trouble.
Yeah.
It was their mother. Mountain lion cubs. Their mother was going to protect them at all cost. So the instant the full-grown mountain lion charged him, his adrenaline fired up,
He let out a bunch of profanities, and he started backing away as the cougar kind of backed him down the street, down the trail. And he recorded it. Here's what it sounds like to have a cougar on your trail.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
right. No! Go! No! Go away. Please go away.
Please.
You're good. What's up, dude? Dude, you're scary. No.
Whoa.
No. You're not getting me, dude.
Wow. I didn't.
Wow. Yeah, not going back that way.
He kept us cool, I would say. Well, pretty good. Are you that like, cool?
I'm
hey, dude.
Dude. I am ma'am.
Yeah. I know you protect your cubs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, wow, that's incredible. Jeez.
And it followed him down the trail for like 6 minutes. That's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time.
If you look at it, he's a skinny kid. He would have been like 3 or 4 good bites.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he's skinny. Not a lot going on.
Why
there.
Do yeah, not go running in Utah on
yeah.
trails?
So he got home that night.
Yeah.
Right? He gets home after that. He's all good.
Yeah.
It's fine. No harm. And he gets chased by another cougar.
Oh, God.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, young stud.
Yeah.
How would you like to come hang out with an older woman?
No, go away. Go away.
You can come on back to my place and I'll show you a real good time.
No.
Oh,
nope.
Come on, handsome. I won't bite.
No.
No.
Yeah, get away.
Okay. So it was a tough day for Kyle Burgess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Chase my cougars. All right, 6:34. What do you got? Dirty laundry.
So wrong, but I laughed.
But so right.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Dominic West, who was from The Wire and The Affair,
got
into character.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And was caught canoodling with Cinderella. Lily James.
Yeah.
She
lost a slipper.
Yeah, she lost
did.
More than that.
I think she
but
did.
But wait.
Okay, yeah.
His wife had no idea.
About the affair.
And I need to know what is going on and what that wife should do.
We'll find out in 10. You stick around. You're doing the report.
She's talking about listeners, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Well, I'm going to air Dominic West's Dirty Laundry because that's all I want to talk about. Okay, so The Wires and The Affairs, Dominic West, 50.
50-year-old guy.
Is filming The Pursuit of Love with Lily James, who's like 30.
Cinderella.
And yeah, she was Cinderella. She was Donna and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Well, they were pursuing love on their own time in Rome over the weekend, which is adorable with them, like, you know, sharing an electric scooter together, having lunch together, and kissing and doing all the romantic stuff couples do together. There's just one little problem.
Yeah.
This gets in the way.
Yeah.
Dominic has been married for the past 10 years and has 4 children with his wife, Catherine, who... they're not getting a divorce, according to her. Like, you know, they're not split up. So she picks up the paper, and she's like, whoa.
That's how she finds out?
Yep, just like you and me.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Wow.
And Lily James had split with her boyfriend, Matt Smith, who's in The Crown, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They've been dating for 5 years.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, now these two are canoodling all over the Coliseum, and I'm upset.
I can tell.
Here's my question, Bob Bronson.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Who do you think is more at fault?
Well,
the husband or the girlfriend?
I don't want to say, you know, he's ultimately at fault, but you think the wifey should have let him go to Italy with
So you're
Lily?
Blaming the victim.
Well, I just think, you know, it's not the best move to go, oh, so you're going to Rome for 3 months to film with the girl who just broke up with her boyfriend named Lily.
Well, they're supposed to be professionals. They work together as professionals.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my husband's can't get upset that I'm working with you, Bob Bronson. You go to work with Bob Bronson every day. How am I supposed to live with that?
I know. You probably had many a conversation.
I'm fine. It's okay. It's perfectly platonic.
But seriously, wifey had to be like, my wife is not going to go, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
but what if it was your job? Like, that's how you fed the children.
Well, I am more of a stand-up guy than Mr. Dominic is.
No kidding.
But even then,
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Who are you doing this with?
Right. Lily, come on. That's a home-wrecking situation.
She's a home-wrecker.
But also, he's terrible, too.
Worse.
And my question is, is she going to pull a Mary McCormick and take him back, the wife?
Oh,
because they have four kids, and that's my question. I wonder if she can take him back.
Who's Mary McCormick?
Mary McCormick was, she was in Howard Stern's movie. I always forget the name of it. Something Parts?
Yeah, Private Parts.
Private Parts?
Yeah.
I wonder if I forget it. Her husband was seen canoodling with Catherine McPhee. And she found out through the newspaper as well.
Took him back?
Took him back, and I follow them on Instagram.
And they're happily...
They're happily married. They say nice things to each other.
Oh, look at that. On Instagram.
Anyway, you even believe it? And he was played Noah Soloway in The Affair. And, couldn't stand him. Every time I watch it, I'm like, I know. It's like he learned it.
Yeah, he went full McNulty.
What's a full
McNulty? From The Wire.
Oh.
Man, look at that.
I've never seen it, and I don't think I ever will.
Well.
Anyway, so that is just what's going on in Dirty Laundry. I'm still processing it. I feel bad for Catherine. I love Lily James, but now I can't love her
anymore.
What
are you going to do if Dave gets a role somewhere in Rome for 3 months filming with Lily? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get a role filming with somebody. I'll see ya.
I'll see your role. Imagine your role. That's right. All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey now, rain heavy at times today. Could be an inch or two. And watch for those places that usually flood with a lot of rain. Today's the day. Okay, just be mindful of that. Cloudy tonight, down to 52. High today, by the way, of just 60. And tomorrow, sunny and 68. Nice. 54 in Boston. I got some good news or bad news. I don't know how you guys want to take this.
Okay.
I had my doctor's appointment last Thursday. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. But it looks like I'll be here for a while.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you want to take
that. All worked
out? Yeah. All good. Like my doctor a lot.
Okay.
He's great.
That's good.
He's just a great guy.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's Greek. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, he's put me on the Mediterranean diet, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It makes sense, right?
Sure.
I mean, it'd be weird if he put me on another diet. I mean,
yeah, the Mexican diet.
The Mexican
diet. I'm on that one.
Nachos
all day.
I'm getting off that one. Anyway, so he's a great doctor. Did I ever tell you the time I fired my doctor? You ever fire a doctor?
No, I've never fired a doctor.
Yeah.
No.
I fired a doctor.
Why?
In my other location. Well, a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, let me run this by you, and you tell me how you would have dealt with this, and from both perspectives. So it was my annual physical, and I go in, and there was a visiting doctor from Jamaica in the office. You know, this you're in there by yourself,
right?
She was in there, and he introduces. I said, "This is Dr. So and So. She's following me the next couple of days." Okay, all right. My physical. She'll just be observing. Okay, that's fine. Blood pressure check, this, that. And you know what's coming, right?
Oh, I know.
All right, Bob. But we need you. It's that time of year, Bob.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. Need you to cough.
You know,
drop them.
Yeah, right. I get
it. And I'm looking at him and waiting for her to leave.
Yeah.
But they chuckle. He's like, okay, but she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
watch this. Hey, Doc, watch this. What are we going to do to this guy?
Oh, my God.
So she wouldn't leave. I was mortified. And I don't know why I didn't insists she leave.
It was a menage a medicine.
Yes.
They didn't both take a turn, did they?
How would you feel about
that? Oh, my God.
No, they did
okay,
not.
Okay, all right.
She was observing.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Quite a view.
So you think. Just where were you facing? Yeah.
the window. So how would you feel about that?
I would feel like this. I'd say, I appreciate this as a teaching hospital, but no thank you. Can she step outside?
I wish I said
that. You know what? Like, you can say that. You have
I wish
autonomy.
I did. I regretted it. I mean, Brian, what would you have done, Brian?
Just do it.
You just do it, right?
No, just go for it.
Yeah, that's see. I wish I had that.
I mean, listen, I get what he's saying, but if you feel uncomfortable with something, you have to stick up for yourself.
You know what?
Because then you feel violated if you don't.
That's how I felt leaving.
I'd like a second opinion. Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what she
Hey, Doc, what do you think?
Maybe I should have taken advantage
and
of it.
And he should have told you beforehand. Said
He didn't. But that's not why I fired him.
That's not why you
That's
fired him?
That's not why I fired him.
What else did he do? What happened the next appointment?
Well, a couple of months later, Carolyn and I were at a club with some friends, you know, a little tavern. And there was a little, the guy likes working in threes. There was a trio.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, great. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Anyway, so there's a trio playing, right? And having a beer or two and some nachos from our Mexican diet. And I keep looking at the bongo drummer. And I go, wait a minute. That guy looks familiar. The bongo drummer.
Really?
He's sweating.
Yeah.
He's chubby.
Yeah.
He's got a Green Bay Packer hat on.
Oh, God.
He looks wasted.
Yep.
And he's playing the bongos. And I said to Carol, I go, I think the bongo player is my doctor.
The Jamaican doctor wasn't in the band, too.
I would have said, that's great.
He's not a doctor at all.
And that's why.
They're with the band.
No, Jamaican doctor was a female.
Oh, my God.
So that was it. I fired him
I
after
think it's
that.
So funny that that was it and not the other thing. I'm willing to put up with that.
But a drunk bongo playing sweaty overweight drummer?
Wow, that is some reason.
So that's why that's why I fired
him. Two strikes.
Yep. So anyway.
I wonder what the third one would have been if
I don't know. Okay. You see your doctor drunk, playing the bongos, sweating with a Green Bay Packer hat on.
I'd probably be next to her. that would be a cause for concern. The drunk part.
All right. Like, am I the
leave
jerk?
Leave that to me.
You want to give me a call? Go ahead. 888-410-1057. I'm wondering if I overreacted. Did I overreact?
Okay. I want to see
overreaction or underreaction. Simple. That's all you got to say. All right. 888-410-1057. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Rain today. Heavy times. About 60 degrees and 1 to 2 inches of rain coming down.
We need it.
Well, you know, we do. So that's fine. It's Tuesday. Who cares? It's going to rain. Make it on a Tuesday.
Right.
No repeat work day today. That's 9 to 5. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Kind of explains itself, doesn't it?
No repeat work day.
You know what it's all about. We don't play the same songs over and over. All right. So I just told you that my time I had to fire a doctor. I don't know. No regrets. We didn't have a good relationship. It wasn't working out.
Yeah, he wasn't nice to
you. He didn't have a lot of time for me either.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You came with baggage.
I had baggage.
He didn't have enough time for you. He kept telling you to lose weight. Mm-hmm. He invited some woman in for your exam, and you didn't know about it, so it was a menage a medicine.
Right.
And then he had the bongos and was sweating and was drunk at a bar you went to.
With a Packers hat on. Yeah. It was all wrong.
Just all together.
So
I'm
going to be looking for a new doctor. So I said, did I overreact or underreact? Let's find out what the listeners think.
Hey, I'm just calling about the doctor story, the sweaty drunk fat drummer doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a story. I should have fired my doctor. I have a story that may rival that one.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so I had just given birth to my first baby.
Yeah.
And I had suffered, unfortunately, even with the episiotomy, some fourth-degree tears.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so the doctor, I mean, it's already humiliating that all your parts are off and whatever, and whatnot. And he was like, wow, just fascinated with the debris of these tears. And he's like, you know what?
He was saying, wow.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, I'm gonna call a few of my friends in here to look at this.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
God.
I hope they were doctors and not just friends.
Say friends.
Yeah, they were like, you know, friend doctors, if you will. And so I had a whole audience, like, gaping, agog, young men staring at my private. While he, filled me up like a turkey.
Wow.
Even, like, some oohs and
ahs
and whatnot.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How horrifying.
Did you fire him after that?
Oh, this is horrifying. I don't feel like I was in any condition to fire. I just fell asleep after they gave me the
drug. It was all a dream.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
Well, thanks, Catherine.
You win.
That tops it. You take a drunk bongo drummer after
that.
Yeah,
wow. Jeez.
Thanks, Catherine.
Bye.
ROR, overreaction or underreaction? Good morning.
I think a little bit of an overreaction.
Okay.
I just think doctors need to let off a little steam, too, right?
Mm.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
But it was a second strike.
Yeah, I mean, I think he came in with like a history of the menage a medicine, and then he's like, no, I just need an excuse.
I don't need to see him in a trio again. That was it.
PTSD.
Yeah. All right, thank you, man.
My daughter's in med school, and she's at a teaching hospital also. So she does walk into rooms and see things, but that's how they're learning. So I think you got to... Lighten up.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
unclench a little. Let me know when your next physical is.
Yeah.
Send some observers in.
All right.
Bye.
It's like dancing school watching day. Oh.
Matt, what's your take on the doctor situation? Overreaction, underreaction?
Well, I think it's an overreaction. The more women in the room, the better.
Okay.
Oh, God. Of course, yeah.
And, I mean, the doctor out playing music and having fun, I mean, he's a human being, too. He needs to have a life and party and get all that.
You got a good point, but it's hard when your doctor... who's chubbier than you tells you to lose weight.
You're just mad. You were mad at that doctor beforehand.
Yeah.
You came in with baggage.
Yeah. Wrong word.
Yeah. Or maybe your doctor already had lost some weight. And it's still losing weight.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't think of that.
Maybe. That's true.
I didn't think of that. Okay. Maybe bongo drumming is more,
he was sweating.
More than I thought.
Yeah, he likes his guys.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Okay?
All right,
there you go. So, boy, she had it worse. Catherine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Catherine had it worse.
Feel a little better.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up, dirty laundry.
Oh.
What's in the laundry?
Well, it's dirty. It's terrible. It's Dominic West having an affair and his wife finding out through the newspaper.
You took this one personally. You really did.
I just think
you
it's
feel her pain.
I feel, well, and also I loved Lily James. That's who he's having the affair with. She was in Cinderella.
Past tense. Okay, that's coming up in 10.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Oh, I'll give it to you because it's really filthy today. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get to the affair that rocked the world. It's not that big of a deal, but...
It rocked your world.
It rocked the wife's world.
Okay.
But first, let's talk about what's on television tonight because we need some stuff to watch. The Bachelorette airs tonight with Claire, ABC, 8 o'clock.
How are they all going to get in the pool with the COVID?
I don't know. I always said...
Yeah.
I was so surprised that these people didn't come down with, like, a raging case of strep throat.
Yeah.
And that's
maybe
just
some
the
have.
Beginning.
I'm sure they have a team of doctors on hand.
So this was filmed during the pandemic?
Yeah, I don't understand how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Because one guy shows up in a bubble. Like a, you know, one of those round, like, plastic things kids
balls.
Get into? Yeah. He shows up in one of those. I think they're probably, it's the Bachelor bubble, where, like, the NBA, you're there and you cannot see anybody. That's usually what they do anyway.
Maybe they won't be so, you know, quick to be making out, you know.
Well, if they're all checked and they must be lonely. So they're probably real quick to be making.
I know the guys are, yeah, but
yeah, I'm sure they checked everybody. Everybody quarantined, and they're all stuck there until they get.
Swabbed. I'm single and swabbed and ready to mingle.
Oh God,
swabbed.
Swabbed.
Wow. Sexy. There must be another story.
So have you been swabbed? Oh, all right, let's go. All right, yeah, I have another story. I'm a little sad news. Bethany Frankel split up with her boyfriend Paul Bernan, local guy. Mm. He's from Boston. She had a condo in Boston with him 2 years, and she had just posted all these great summer pictures and how happy she was. Mm-hmm. And they broke up like a couple of weeks ago. I'm Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York City and also Be Strong. And she has a great new podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she finds love. She's still not divorced from that first husband
of hers.
Not.
Why not?
Wait a second. It might be a second.
Why not?
It's still in court.
Oh.
It's still not official.
Yeah.
That woman.
Skinny girl money.
Skinny girl money.
She's got that skinny girl money he
skinny
wants.
Skinny girl money.
Yeah.
See, it pays to eat the nachos. All right. Let's get it.
See how she did that, Brian? Went right to nachos.
You can always justify nachos, Bob.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Jeez. All right, so the big story of the day is Dominic West from The Wire and The Affair. Obviously, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He was currently filming The Pursuit of Love with Lily James of Cinderella fame and also Downton Abbey and Mamma Mia.
She was in that Beatles movie that came out recently.
Yesterday.
She was good in that.
Yeah, she's very good, obviously. Yeah. They were spotted pursuing love on their own time over the weekend, sharing an electric scooter. They're in Rome, having lunch together, kissing, and all the romantic stuff. But the problem
is... This was Offset, right?
Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the movie?
Not for the movie.
Not playing a role?
Dominic is super married. He's been married for 10 years to Catherine Fitzgerald.
How old
and they
is
have
he?
4 children. He's 50.
You
know what's happening. And she's like 31.
Oh, boy.
And she just broke up with her boyfriend, Matt Smith, from The Crown, after a 5-year off-again, on-again romance. So everybody's... He's 50.
Dad.
And she's single.
Uh-oh.
And you say...
Yeah. Thou shalt not lead us into temptation.
And you think the wife has some to blame?
I'm just saying, I like to think that, if I had a role in a movie in Rome with a young, fine actress, I think my wife might come. She might like
but
to come along.
She has 4 children.
They'll be fine.
Oh, they'll be fine at home? Sure. Here's some matches. I'll be back. I'm going to go check you on your dad.
Yeah. Would you let Dave go to film in the city of love?
I hardly let him go to the gas station.
That's right. See?
I'm like, where you been? Where you been?
Doesn't smell like gas.
Right, exactly.
Thou shalt not lead us into
temptation. It's bumming me out because I really liked Lily... what's her face? James.
You've already scrubbed her from your mind.
She's dead to me.
You love Lily What's Her
and
Face.
And Dominic West is so unattractive. Yeah. I don't understand
that's bothering
how.
You, too. Because she could do better.
Right.
She's got that accent.
It works.
It's still terrible.
That works. Ladies like that.
I guess so. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got for you.
Hey, you aired the laundry. That's your job. Good job, LBF. Coming up in 11 minutes.
That's what I live for.
We're going to play Prince in 11 minutes. Now, why are we going to play Prince?
Okay, I know this.
Yes.
We're going to play Prince because he is the artist of the day. And you can win, not you, Bob, but the people who are listening, $500 if you're the 100th caller. Oh, my God, I did it.
Wow, that's pretty good. That was good.
But I don't know the phone number.
That's my job. I'll tell you at 8 o'clock what the money line is. That's coming up at 8. What she said. Prince, okay? $500.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. On your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. They'll help you beat the cold weather by offering 2 free windows For every two you buy, for more info, just visit windownation.com. Let's go to Abington and visit Tracy this morning. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, good morning.
You ready to play some Super Smart?
I am.
All right. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, Tracy. What do you do?
So I do some scheduling for a local hospital, and I have two little girls, Kate and Stella.
Aww. Oh, that's great. I love those names.
Kate and Stella.
Thank you.
They sound like
Paige.
Oh, Paige. Oh, I love the name Paige.
Your last name Turner? Get it?
Get it?
Ryan did that. It's Ryan's favorite name.
Okay. All right, Tracy, you're ready to win $1,000.
I am ready.
All right, so you know how it goes. Get them all right. That's what you get, $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, though, don't waste time. Say pass. If there's time, LBF will get back to it. Here we go.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Three.
Which body part was Achilles' weak spot?
His heel.
What is the name of Twitter's bluebird mascot?
Pass.
What city was the subject of a 1982 Billy Joel song about layoffs?
Pass.
According to this, his theme song, what is the most wonderful thing about Tigger?
Say it again, sorry.
What's the most wonderful thing about Tiggers, according to the song?
He bounces.
What 1980s U.S. president survived an assassination attempt?
Reagan.
What is Charlie Brown's sister's name?
Macy.
What Irish family brewed its first stout in 1820?
Guinness.
What university presents the annual Pulitzer Prize Journalism Awards at the buzzer?
Is that it? Oh, God. That goes quick, huh?
Yes, it does. Out of time. 60 seconds.
It goes by fast. Well, you got four right. You passed a lot, and you didn't get the last two time. That's okay. All right. How'd we do, LBF? What'd we miss?
Okay. The name of Twitter's bluebird mascot is Larry.
I didn't know that. Larry the Bird.
Larry what else
the
bird. Do you name a bird? Huh?
That's true. Right? Yeah.
Allentown was the subject of the 1982 Billy Joel song about layoffs. Mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about Tiggers. Yeah, no, I love that song, though. That's so on brand for me. According to the theme song, what is the most wonderful thing about Tiggers? I'm the only one. That's how it goes. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one.
But it's wonderful they bounce.
It is true.
Yeah, that's true.
That they do bounce. Yeah. Charlie Brown's sister's name is Sally.
Sally Brown.
Lucy just bullies him with that football.
Yeah.
And then charges him for some therapy.
Yeah.
And what
it's only
university?
$5,
What university presents the annual Pulitzer Prize Journalism Awards? Columbia University.
Okay.
But good job.
Tricky.
She's tricky sometimes. But hey, you know what? No one goes away empty-handed. We're not going to let that happen. Two tickets to a special screening of Stevie Nicks' 24 Karat Gold, The Concert. Now, Stevie Nicks brings her legendary music to the big screen, select Boston cinemas for two nights only. That's October 21st and 25th. For tickets and more info, visit StevieNicksFilm.com. So, Tracy, we have two tickets for you to see that show. Okay.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Hey, you have a great day with those girls. They sound
fun.
Cute.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Too.
Thanks for listening. Tracy, if you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there.
Yeah, and you know what? You can play the multiple choice one, and we didn't get to all 10 today, so this is
bonus.
A surprise.
Bonus question.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, we've found three awesome things we want to share with you today. So, yeah. LBF, what do you have?
You don't have to wear this today.
Okay, that sounds...
It's not pants.
Oh.
So put them on,
put
Bob.
Pants on. you don't like that. Right. You don't like the boxer brief look.
No, you know it's enough.
Not so much, huh? Okay, enough. All right, Brian.
Is there an upcoming Sandler verse? Should we be concerned?
Might be. I love the thought of it. And I have, according to the latest survey, Market Watch says this is the best place in America to live.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the best place. And on the list,
There's one New England town that made the top 10.
Okay. All right. I'm interested.
Coming in at number 4.
Oh, all right. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you don't have to wear this today because it is No Bra Day.
Hey, now.
Yep, October 13th. I just learned this.
Yeah.
Women and whoever else likes to wear bras are encouraged to forgo wearing a bra as a means to encourage breast cancer awareness.
Ah.
But, of course, everyone's going to be...
Whose idea was this?
It was a plastic surgeon in Toronto, but I have to tell you...
what's his name?
Dr. Mitchell Brown.
I knew it.
And it was about breast reconstruction and an evening of learning and sharing.
That's nice.
Whatever, but, you know.
Sharing.
No bra day.
I told you it was Mitchell.
One time I had to tell a girl at my old work that she needed to start wearing a bra.
Is that right?
Because I was like, October 13th.
What was going on?
She wouldn't wear a bra. She'd wear these shirts and she'd bend over and like to get the, you know, papers or whatever.
Nobody
and like
would help
there's
her?
No. She's like Erin go braless right there. I'm like, what is happening?
Wow, so what'd you say to her?
I said, you know what? Yeah. And I felt like 100 years old.
Were you
and I
was her supervisor?
Only like 30. No, I was her coworker.
Okay.
And so I instead of like take you know, I was I just wanna let you know, and I kinda blamed it on the guys. I'm like, bunch of pervs here, so you might want to wear a bra because, they'll just, you know.
Like, really?
Yeah. She's like, she was offended.
She was offended by that?
She was a little offended.
Huh.
I think she was like,
no.
But she wore a bra again. Well, it was nice.
See, you got through to her. That's great.
And it truly was about
except
the
for
guys.
Today. But today she doesn't
today
have
to. Today she doesn't. I said October 13th. Have at it, honey. But every other day, put one on.
Wherever you are. All right, Brian.
All right. Last week I told you, and over the weekend we watched Adam Sandler's new movie, Hubie Halloween. My 11-year-old loved it. It is not a great movie, but is it the sign of an upcoming Adam Sandler-verse, much like, you know, the Marvel Universe, because there were some throwback characters, like Ben Stiller came back as Hal L. from Happy Gilmore, the orderly.
Yes.
And his love interest in the movie was none other than Julie Bowen from Happy Gilmore. Mm-hmm. She was another double V-named character, Violet Valentine. He likes doing that.
Yeah.
And someone actually said, is this the coming of the Adam Sandler-verse?
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him about it. And he said, you know, it just happens we run out of stuff to talk about, so we bring back blank from before.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, I'd have to get mentally prepared for that, but it'll probably happen in another 35 years. We're going to get to that.
It'll happen.
All of the Adam Sandler characters coming together in a movie. It's like that skit they did on Saturday Night Live when he hosted. It's just a lot of...
Everybody did
yeah,
that.
That
was funny.
So look out for that.
Yeah, I love that one.
Really?
Dude.
Bring back Opera Man. I love Opera Man. That was the best. Okay, according to liveability.com, here are the top 5 cities to live in based on safety, affordability, the job market, outdoor activities, and growth. Number 5, Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, thanks.
All cold states. Number 4, the only New England town that made the list. Any guesses?
Vermont. Someplace in Vermont.
Brian?
Maine?
Yes.
Oh.
Portland.
Oh, Portland.
Oh, well, I know a great bartender there.
I understand. There. We know, yeah.
Right.
I understand.
Sam.
Yep. Number 3 is Madison, Wisconsin. Number 2, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Another cold place. And number 1... Fort Collins, Colorado. Number 1 places to live in America.
I don't believe that. Most people have never been to San Diego.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you know what? Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, based on the top 5, any of those you'd pick?
Oh, me?
Portland. Portland's nice.
You know I'd pick Portland.
Yeah,
I'd be sitting right at the bar.
Sam, the bartender right there. There she is.
Court ordered out of there.
I know.
That's right. And rainy Tuesday in Boston. It'll be like 1.5 to 2 inches when it's done.
Yikes.
So, but like you said, we could use it. So it's just what you deal with.
Yeah, sometimes you
it's
can't
a Tuesday.
Have
who cares?
Rainbows without rain. You know those sayings, and you go into Marshall's and there's like They tell you how, like, I love dancing in the rain, stuff like that.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
Right, go. Today's your day. Right. Oh, wow.
I hate those signs. I know, tell me what to do.
Don't you have a live, life, laugh,
no, I
laugh,
don't.
Love, live?
Oh, my God, no. And every time I see one, I'm like, tell me what to do.
You are edgy.
I am.
You're on edge.
I mean, I'm a nice person, you know, but I got problems.
You know what you need?
Tell me, Bob.
Uh-huh. You need a nice walk in the woods.
Oh, I do. You know?
Yes.
At one with nature.
Yes, maybe in Utah.
Maybe.
Have you thought about that?
I heard there.
Did you hear about this young kid, Kyle Burgess, went for a little run in the at Slate Canyon Saturday night. Saw a couple of little cute kitty cats.
Aww.
Yeah. Just kind of, you know, playing around. And then he met
kitty,
their mom.
Kitty.
And then he met their mom.
Oh.
That didn't go so well.
No! Go! No! Go away. Please go away.
Mm-hmm.
I like the please.
I think he's
you're
pretty
good.
He's pretty together.
What's up, dude?
What's up,
dude? Dude, you're scary. No!
That's real.
No!
You need a hug.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting me, dude.
I thought he kept it together.
Wow. Yeah, not going back that way.
So then he videotaped the whole thing. 6 minutes of this ordeal.
6 minutes?
And he kept, I mean, there are other parts we can't play, obviously. He got a little racy there, but I don't blame him. But overall, he kept his cool.
Yeah, I guess. That's scary.
It was a mountain lion and her cubs, and she, mama don't play.
A mountain lion's the same as a cougar?
Well, very close.
Okay.
Speaking of that. So you'd think that was bad enough, right? Yeah. Being chased by a mountain lion / cougar. And then he goes out that night just to kind of get over it.
Oh.
And then he got chased by more cougars.
Oh, my God.
It didn't stop.
Hey, young stud. How'd you like to come hang out with an older woman?
No, go away. Go away.
You can come on back to my place and I'll show you a real good time.
No.
Oh, come on, handsome. I won't bite.
No! Yeah, get away.
Dude. So there you go.
Oh,
couldn't,
my God.
Couldn't keep away from the cougars.
Yeah, well, a lot of them in Utah.
There are a lot. All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Rainy Tuesday in Boston. Windy, too. Just a overall... How would you describe the day? Overall?
Lousy.
Yuck.
Yuck. You know what?
It's a washout, Bob.
It really is.
Silly day to get your hair blown out like I'm going to.
Why are you getting your hair blown out?
Well, I thought because I'm getting it colored.
You can go out and get it blown out right now.
No, not in
the
nice way.
Oh, okay.
Like, so it looks nice. You guys are going to be shocked.
Where are you going?
Make it nice now?
I'm going to Dedham.
No, but I mean, where are you going? You got to get all blown out to look good.
Bob, it's called the lipstick tax, and it's called I have to keep my hair colored and nice and neat so that I can continue to work.
Not for us.
Well, you're not, I mean, but you know.
You're on radio.
Oh, yeah, and you'd be really appreciated if I came in here looking like a sea witch, like usual.
No, it's just
your general sort of like.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a party. You're going to blow up.
I have no parties.
I was going to say.
Nope. All right.
Nope. Just a good day to stay in.
Yes.
Listen to our station. We have our commercial free fall starting at 9:15. That's 3 hours without any commercials. And then at noon, it's your 80s artist of the day.
Oh, right.
$500.
Right.
There you go. We'll do it again at 4 o'clock. Hey, good morning.
And I just wanted your ex-coworker with the bra thing.
Yeah.
She could have very well been doing that intentionally for attention.
Well, I think she might have been.
I can't believe you called her out on it. Yeah. Wait a minute.
But I didn't say that in my head.
You're thinking that she wasn't just going for the relaxation aspect of it.
Could have been, yeah.
Mm. Hey. Ulterior motive.
Hey, now, is there a National Commando Day, too?
Okay, good. Now, that's a day we don't need to have.
Boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Commando, though.
Good God.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll find out.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't call us.
Guys, have a good day.
Okay. How about National Row Repeat Work Day? We can do that. Okay?
Okay, yeah, that works.
All right, see you. Wait a minute. So he tricked me. I thought he was calling for the artist of the day.
No, you want to talk about bras.
No, you want to talk about bras. It's no bra day. You don't have to wear a bra today.
Yeah, well, I know that, but the screen said he wanted to know the artist of the day. It's Prince.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right, too.
And then he talked about your coworker you had to tell to put a bra on.
Yeah, it was not the best day.
No.
And for his information, 16th of September is Go Commando Day.
Oh, he missed it.
Just missed it.
No, that's just a, go
that's a shame.
I'm wow. just glad it's not on October 13th because that would be a real crazy
go,
day.
On no bra. No, there you have it. So, okay. But anyway, Prince is your...
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Prince is your 80s artist of the day. We're not sure which Prince, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.